One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Betty at Jack's house.
Oh, that's a wonderful old Davenport. Am I resting? Boy, I'm limp as spaghetti.
Oh, dear, that phone.
If it's for me, you tell him I'm in the shower. Tell him I'm naked and dripping wet, and I'll call him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, friends, itching, irritated skin not only causes discomfort, but when it's on the face or hands, it also makes you self-conscious. If you suffer from itching, irritated skin, you want relief. So try Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the new antiseptic that hundreds have used with gratifying results. We think you will be delighted with Bactine, too. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle at any drugstore and give this truly new kind of antiseptic a real test. Bactine is easy to use. Just follow the simple directions on the label. Bactine is a crystal clear liquid with a fresh, clean odor that leaves no greasy film, so you don't have to wait until bedtime or when you're home alone to apply it to the skin. Bactine will relieve that annoying itching sensation that makes you want to scratch your hands and face. It will soothe the irritation, make the skin feel cool and comfortable. Yes, Bactine is gentle, yet ever so effective, and it would be your answer to irritated skin discomfort. This new, gentle, crystal-clear antiseptic can be just what you've been looking for and hoping to find. Get a bottle of Bactine and start using it right away. Remember, use Bactine freely, according to the label, to help relieve itching, irritated skin. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Chapter 24, Book 85. At Jack Barber's house here in Seacliff, San Francisco, the six little girls have heard their nightly story, and their father, exhausted by his efforts at the office from 9 to 5 and at home from 5:30 to 8, has collapsed on the Davenport with the evening paper on his gently rising and falling chest. The phone rings. He stirs. It rings again. He comes out of a deep sleep, turns his head, contemplates the instrument, can't reach it, thinks about getting up, and the ringing stops. His eyelids flutter closed as Betty comes down from the nursery.
Who was it, Jack?
Hmm?
On the phone, who was it?
Oh, I didn't get there in time.
Jack, it might have been something important.
Well, you bet. Judge Henner said one time, people who call you up always want something from you. They never want to give you anything.
What a philosophy. Bet you didn't even reach for it.
I have half a notion to have that phone taken out, Betty. Needless expense.
Jack, I brought your slippers down.
You're a wonderful, wonderful woman. You want my right foot?
You shouldn't lie on the Davenport with your shoes on.
But otherwise, I'm an exemplary husband.
You're perfect. Except I wish you wouldn't get so tired.
I'm trying to be perfect, Betty. That's what tires me out. Hey, don't tickle my feet. Oh, Betty, I don't want to wake up.
All right, then.
Kids all right?
Mm-hmm.
Read to them some more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you pick out books with such long chapters.
They love The Secret Garden. Still one of the best books for little girls, I think.
Oh, brother, if it's for me, you tell them I've gone out.
I can never fib, so it's convincing.
Sure you can. Tell them I'm upstairs, sound asleep.
Hello? Oh, did you call a little while ago? Oh, I didn't get here in time. Hmm? Jack? Well, let's see. I don't believe I know exactly where he is. I guess he's out somewhere.
Who is it?
Maybe he went over to the folks' house.
Who is it, Benny?
Claudia. Hello, Claudia. I'll have him call you when he comes.
I'll talk to her. Let me have it.
Huh? Oh, Claudia, here he comes now. Hold on. Here he is. Wish you wouldn't ask me to tell lies if you're going to answer it anyway.
Well, don't tell her about it.
I've got my hand over the phone.
Okay, give it to me. Hello, Claude. Hmm? Don't what? Well, just send the check to me and I'll take care of it. I'll put through a memo and reinstate the full amount of the allowance. Yeah. Whatever you do for your own daughter's all right, Claudia. All I said was I won't dip into the estate funds for... Huh? Okay, send the check to the office. Yeah, night. Oh, boy.
What?
Let me get back on the Davenport. Oh, I'll never get that same comfortable position again, though.
What you want?
Oh, I cut Joan's allowance to pay an overdraft for some of those antiques she bought. Now Claudia's making it up out of her own pocket.
Hmm. Wonder what it's like to have plenty of money.
When you have plenty of money, you have a different kind of worries, Betty. The gout and ulcers and things like that.
Uh-huh. I'd like to see what it was like once, anyhow.
Let's not talk about it now. Doggone, I was comfortable here until...
It's a shame. Claudia's always calling you at home.
Oh, well. Part of my job, Betty. When you handle a family estate, you can count on it. They'll call you at home. Well, I'll wait until you're really comfortable and then... Why? Telephone.
No consideration for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, look.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm knitting Janie a sweater. Isn't it coming beautifully?
Yeah.
This cute?
Mm.
All right. You don't want to talk. Put your head down and go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I got it.
What?
Same comfortable position.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's a wonderful old Davenport. Oh, I'm limp as spaghetti.
Oh, dear.
If it's for me again, tell him I'm in the shower. Tell him I'm naked and dripping wet and I'll call him tomorrow.
Hello? Oh, well, no, I...
What?
Huh? Well, he didn't say anything to me about it.
What?
Huh? Oh, he's upstairs. I think he's in the shower. He's naked and dripping wet, Cliff.
Oh, if it's Cliff, I'll talk to him.
Well, wait a minute, Cliff. Here he comes now. We should make up your mind.
Why'd you say it was Cliff? Hello? Hello? Hung up.
Why don't you make up your mind what you want me to tell people? You make a big fibber out of me, and then you go and answer it. Never have been able to tell a lie and make it sound like anything.
Give me that pillow. It dropped.
Here. And you answer the phone yourself next time.
What do you want?
He wondered if you'd got his money back.
Oh.
What's that all about?
Oh, his girl. What's her name? Toots. Cliff paid her tuition for that night school course, and now she's quit. Cliff wanted me to get a refund.
Honestly, I think it's a big mistake to take up law when you're a member of a big family. You sleep?
No.
Toots is a lot like Cliff, you know it? Starts things and then doesn't finish them.
Yeah.
Toots Schultz. I wouldn't let anybody call me Toots. What's your real name?
I don't know.
Sounded like the back door. Is that... Oh, hello, Cliff.
Betty, I'll go up and talk to Jack a minute if you don't mind.
Oh.
Hi, Cliff.
I was mistaken, Cliff. He wasn't in the shower. He was downstairs all the time.
Oh, hi, fella.
Well, you look pretty sharp. You going out?
Yeah, I got a date. I just wondered if you'd got any action on that deal.
Action? I dictated a letter at the office yesterday, sent it to the school. They haven't had time to answer.
Oh. Well, what do you think about it legally, Jack?
Huh? Oh, you'll get a refund, all right, Cliff. They'll prorate it. But it might take 24 hours.
Oh. Well, that's good because we're a little short right now.
Cliff, why did she quit night school? I thought she was enthusiastic about it.
You ever study shorthand, Betty?
No, I majored in domestic science.
Well, try a little shorthand sometime. Boy, it is a brain cracker.
Jack's firm has some stenographers who don't seem to be geniuses. Wonder how they learned.
Well, Toots was kind of handicapped all the way along. No, Betty, she didn't have much formal schooling. I guess it's kind of tough to do shorthand if you can't spell. She's ambitious to improve herself, but she kind of lost out on a lot of fundamentals.
Jack.
Funny thing. The other night I borrowed Dad's car and I went to get her and I was a little late. And there she was, standing under a streetlight with a McGuffey's reader, just working like the dickens.
Jack.
I saw an old McGuffey's reader in a secondhand store and I bought it for her. That's what they studied in Dad's day, I guess. And Dad can spell like anything. Even pharmaceutical. It's one word that always got me down.
Jack.
Oh. You sleep?
He was awfully tired tonight.
Well, I'll run along. What time is it, any? Oh, ye gods and little fishes. I didn't know it was that late. May I use the phone?
Sure, go right ahead.
Thanks. I turned on the television to see a newsreel, and there was an old movie I first saw when I was in high school. Kind of got carried back to my youth. Hello, Ted?
Tell him I'm not in.
Jack, Cliff's talking on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, baby. Yeah, I know I did. Yeah, I know it, Toots. Oh, something came up here. Look, if I come right over, we can catch a second show, maybe. Have you had dinner? What? I did? Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, look, we don't need to go to a show tonight. I'll take you to dinner. Yeah, you must be about starved. Well, I'll take you somewhere, baby. Okay, I'll grab a cab and be right over. Just got to go home and get my coat. Yeah, I'm at Jack's. Okay, baby, and I'm awful sorry. Okay. Uh-huh. So long. Hey, I really got balled up tonight. We had a dinner date. The poor kid's starving. Call a cab for me, will you?
Why don't you take Dad's car?
Well, he and Mom went out somewhere. Paul isn't home either.
Then take our car, Cliff. We're not going to use it.
Well...
It's running pretty good now. Had a couple of things fixed on it. Here, you're more than welcome. Here's the keys.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jack.
It's a little low on gas. You may have to squirt in a couple gallons.
Okay, much obliged. See you later, Betty.
Good night, Cliff. Fix the catch on the back door as you go, will you?
Yeah, okay. Night.
Night.
I'd hate to be his girl. Think of waiting till about 9 o'clock for dinner.
Hmm?
He forgot he was taking her to dinner. Here it's almost 9 o'clock.
Well, she must have found some way to eat before she met him.
You fell asleep, Jack. Didn't hear half of what happened, did you? Let's go to bed.
Okay.
If anyone else calls, we'll let the phone ring and ring and ring.
Okay.
Give me a hand.
Hmm?
I'll pull you up.
Oh, gosh.
Just let it ring.
Yeah.
Jack.
Hmm?
Might be a telegram.
Okay, but if it's another call for me...
If it is, you'll answer it. Hello? Oh, he did? You are. All right, I'll tell him. Night.
Who was that?
Father Barber got home with his car just now. Cliff would rather take that one.
What about my keys?
He'll bring them over in the morning. There.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to leave the receiver off the hook so we can have the rest of the evening undisturbed.
Yeah, okay. I wish you'd thought of that an hour ago when I first got comfortable.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, when you're feeling miserable with a headache, get relief the easy, pleasant way. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such wonderful relief. Try it and see. We're sure Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it does give such fast headache relief. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer and always keep it handy in your home. Here's the family again.
Oh.
What's the matter, Jack?
I can't sleep now, Betty.
Want me to get you something?
I've been worrying about that phone being off the hook. Let's both get up and have some hot milk toast.
Remember, if you're troubled with itching skin and irritation of the skin, try Bactine. This modern, gentle antiseptic may be exactly what you've been looking for. Yes, Bactine may give you the relief you've been wanting. It's a crystal clear liquid, does not stain the skin, nor leave an oily film. Bactine is effective in relieving the itching and discomfort of insect bites, heat rash, poison ivy, and many other skin irritations. Bactine cleanses and has germ-killing action. Get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. Try it for comforting relief from skin irritations. And read the descriptive folder that comes with Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses. Ask for and be sure you get Bactine, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Joan and Jim Beach, Chapter 25, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.